Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Florida Council of the Blind Convention Awards and Scholarship Banquet. I am Sheila Young, and I'm not your president anymore. I am the chair of the Education, Leadership, and Scholarship Committee, and I am here with Mary Tyson, who is the awards chair, and we want to welcome each and every one of you. First thing we're going to do is Cache Wells is going to give us a prayer. You do have salad on your table if you want to eat it. I guess you can. And then I will introduce the head table. I want to thank Marianne Grignon and Jane Sue for for hosting and streaming our convention tonight on ACB Media 8. And we also want to welcome everybody listening on ACB Media. So we're sorry you're not here with us because we're having a wonderful weekend. So, Cache.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us traveling mercies to arrive to our 72nd convention. We pray for this night that we continue to appreciate and celebrate all of our recipients on tonight. We thank you for your grace and mercy that has covered us. We pray blessings over the food that we will partake. Continue to keep us as we grow and grow in numbers and grow in our advocacy effort. We ask that you would continue to bless Florida Council of the Blind. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Cache. Right now, I'm going to introduce the head table. And I'm not going to be a Paul Edwards and say, here is the table and here are the legs. Okay? Not going to do that. I am Sheila Young, as I said. To my right is my lovely sister, Patty Cordell. To her right is Alicia Edson, who, by the way, was chosen as one of the 5 J.P. Morgan Chase Leadership Fellows. And poor thing has to room with me. And then to her right is Shelley Sawyer, our second vice president. And she's also the officer liaison for the Education, Leadership, and Scholarship Committee. And then to her right is Jason Goldfield, one of the awards committee chair members. To my left is Mary Tyson and her lovely dog, who is the chair of the awards committee. Then to her left is Doug Hall, who is on the scholarship committee. And everybody knows Doug. And he's also the Constitution and Bylaws chair. To his left is Cache Wells, who is one of the co-chairs of the activities committee from last night. Congratulations, activities. And then to his left, her left is Mr. President Mikey Wiseman and his mother, Sophia Wiseman. So now I would like to invite Dawn Moore from Disability Rights of Florida up to present because she is one of our wonderful sponsors. We could not do these conventions without our sponsors.
Good evening, everyone. Again, my name is Dawn Moore, and I am the Special Event and Outreach Coordinator for Disability Rights Florida. And I'm going to give you a brief overview of the services that Disability Rights Florida provides for all persons with disabilities. And I don't want to take up too much time because I'm excited about the award ceremony as well. So, Disability Rights Florida has been in existence now for over 40 years. Disability Rights Florida is a part of a federally mandated protection and advocacy system, also known as the PNA. We were established by Congress in 1975 to ensure the safety and well-being of people with disabilities, which our initial focus was on institutional settings, but we have grown to assist in many other areas as well, especially within the community. So our initial focus was for institutional settings, but we have grown, like I said, to do community as well as other areas within the state of Florida. There is a Disability Rights Florida in each, well, disability rights in each state and U.S. territory. And DRF, which we call Disability Rights Florida, specifically was established in 1977. And we were initially called the Advocacy Center for Persons with Disabilities, but we rebranded in 2010 to be Disability Rights Florida. Disability Rights Florida is a statewide organization, and we are a non-for-profit corporation. So Disability Rights has distinct statutory authority, and what that means that we have the authority to go in group homes, ALFs, jails, prisons, mental health facilities, to make sure that there's no rights violations, no abuse and neglect of individuals with disabilities in those type of facilities. Okay? Disability Rights also has the authority and responsibility under 9 federal grants. I won't go into those grants, but our federal funders of those grants are the Department of Health and Human Services, the Social Security Administration, and the Department of Education. At DRF, we have issue teams that handle various disability-related issues. Our issue teams are comprised of attorneys, paralegals, advocates, and investigators who work under the supervision of attorneys to address rights violations, civil rights violations, abuse and neglect, discrimination, and other disability-related issues. And our services are free of charge and confidential. Okay? Disability Rights handles areas such as rights to effective and accessible communication, like American Sign Language, accessible print, and electronic information. We also have access to assistive technology and devices such as communication devices and power wheelchairs. We also do investigations of stolen or misused funds, financial exploitation or neglect by representative payees. We also help with access to community-based services or treatment. Disputes involving Medicaid eligibility, including protected Medicaid, home and community-based waiver services, and Medicare savings programs. We also provide access to vocational rehabilitation services and accessing, obtaining, and maintaining employment, and access to public and private programs and services, including veterans with service-related disabilities. We also help with barriers to a free and appropriate education from K to 12 for special education, transition services, and also post-secondary education services. We also help with supported decision making as an alternative to guardianship, advanced directives, access to transportation, disability-related employment discrimination, discrimination in housing, architectural barriers, service animals, and transportation. So we also have locations. We are located in Tallahassee, Tampa, Gainesville, and Hollywood, Florida. And with that being said, I want to invite you all to please stop by my booth tomorrow. I will be there from 9 to 1. If you'd like to know more about the programs and services that we provide, and if you have a disability-related issue that you may need assistance with, please stop by to discuss how our organization may be able to help you. Lastly, I want to thank the folks who organized this conference. I think they're doing a fabulous job, and I think we should give them a round of applause. So much. And I hope everyone here has a great rest of their evening. Thank you so much.
DRF is an amazing organization, guys. I just know that for sure. Enjoy your meal. And we will be back soon. The bar is, it's a cash bar. Treat Diane and Marissa. I mean, not cash bar. Sorry, open bar. I told you guys, Mikey's the most famous president ever. And Diane and Marcella, I think I got her name right, are back there. So treat them nice. So enjoy your meal. Welcome to everybody. Now is the time we give out our scholarships and our awards. So the first thing we're going to do is scholarships. And this year we have three scholarships to present. I first want to introduce my committee, and please forgive me. I don't think I'll forget anybody. But I am Sheila Young, the chair. And on my committee, I have Debbie Grubb, Mary Tyson, Alicia Edson, Leslie Spoon, Doug Hall, Randy Reed. Who am I forgetting, Mary? Delore Gentero. And I think that's all. And then our officer liaison is Shelley Sawyer. So, the scholarships, everybody thinks that's easy. It's not. But it's better when you help us promote it, because then we have a bigger work because we have to pick from several applications. So we really want to thank everybody that does help us and does support it and does share it. So the first one we're going to give out is Teresa Blessings, and Leslie Spoon is going to present that. So Leslie.
Good evening, everybody, and ACB land out there. We're sorry you're not with us here at our wonderful FCB Convention Awards Banquet. Next time you can come to beautiful Florida. So there you go, Mikey, plugging lots of people to come. So we'd like to say our Teresa Blessings Scholarship Award is being given to Courtney Roberts this year. So yay! If she can make her way up here, okay, great. So Shelley says she makes beautiful stuff. So I haven't seen it yet, but I hope to. It is in the auction tomorrow night. So there you go. So Courtney is a wonderful, wonderful person. And we're very excited that she's one of our scholarship winners. She is an entrepreneur with Blind Diamond. She's an entrepreneur twice. So easy for me to say, and I was one. So the Bling Boutique by Coco and the Blind Diamonds for Women organization. So, and she's going to Tallahassee State College, and we're so excited. And here you are. I'm so sorry if I screwed anything up. And here's your wonderful check from us. So thank you so much. Here you go. We're so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything. I am truly honored for this opportunity, and I'm going to make you proud. Thank you.
Our next scholarship is the Nancy Burgess Hall Scholarship, and that is a scholarship that was developed and created by Mr. Doug Hall himself. So, Doug, do you want me to just give you the microphone? All right, so here.
Good evening. You know, several times this week, I've heard this word several times, and I was talking about advocacy. That's a major thing that FCB has always stood for. Since Nancy joined FCB in 1980, she was very much involved in advocacy with the community, with blind people, with people with disabilities. Any kind of advocacy was important to her. And I think she believed in FCB with the kind of advocacy and caring that FCB members and FCB has stood for. When she passed away, we started this scholarship called the Nancy Burgess Hall Advocacy Scholarship to basically honor someone who has spent a lifetime of advocating for other people and herself, but continuing to advocate for other people. Because it's a kind of thing, it's very important that we advocate that we work to help other people. And it's a chore to select someone who has that kind of track record. And this person definitely has that track record. The scholarship committee got together. We looked at the possible people who are interested, and we chose a wonderful lady. We chose someone who has spent a lifetime of advocating for herself, advocating for family, advocating for others, and continues to do so. And that is so important, that we honor someone who is reaching out to help other people. At this point, I would like to honor Sophia. She may not be the youngest person who's going to college, but I'll tell you what, she's out there helping other people and doing a lot of wonderful things. Sophia?
Thank you. I'm honored and grateful to receive this scholarship. Advocacy is not just something that I do, it's part of who I am. And I want to thank the Florida Council for the Blind and GLCB for their support. Thank you.
And our last scholarship for the evening is the Gail M. Cross Edwards Scholarship. Has been in this organization for the whole 21 years that I've been a member, as far as I know. And to present that is, who's presenting that?
You.
Mary.
I am so excited about this scholarship. And I was really disappointed because initially our winner said that he wouldn't be able to make it. And then he texted me and said, hey, I can make it. And I'm like, awesomeness. So I'm so excited. I just want to say, I just met him earlier today. We'd never met. We'd spoken and texted and so forth. So I just want to say that he is 19 years old. He just lost a good portion of his sight in, I think he said, 2022. And he has not let that stop him. As a matter of fact, it seems to me that it may have motivated him even harder and further to work harder. And he is attending Stetson University, which is no joke, y'all. He wants to be a lawyer. No lawyer jokes. Be nice to him. We may need him one day. He is very involved in music. So I think that is a minor, and he'll correct me, I'm sure, if I got that wrong. But he is involved in music. He performs, and he loves music. And one of the reasons I was so excited was he wrote such a lovely essay that you submit when you apply for these scholarships. And one of the things that he said really hit me. And so I'm going to borrow from Gabriel, and Gabriel borrowed from Michael Jackson. And, you know, who can argue with Michael Jackson, the philosopher, all right? So I want to just read this. And this was part of his essay, and I'll never forget. In a world filled with hate, we must still dare to hope. In a world filled with anger, we must still dare to comfort. And in a world filled with despair, we must still dare to dream. So having said all that, congratulations to Gabriel Caldiero.
And the plaque says, Florida Council of the Blind presents Gail M. Krause Edwards Scholarship to Gabriel Caldiero. I did that right. For excellence in scholarship and leadership. Awarded May 16th, 2025, Mikey Wiseman, President.
So yes, it is a music minor. Thank you so much. This is very new to me, to not be able to see as much as I used to, but it does push me to do more things and be more advocate about blind awareness, especially at Stetson University. So thank you so much once again.
Congratulations, Gabriel. I'm sorry I haven't had a chance to meet you yet, but I'm sure I will, so please don't leave until I do. So now I get to turn this over to Mary Tyson, who is the awards chair. So Mary.
Sheila thanked everybody for being here and welcomed everyone, and I would be remiss if I did not do the same. However, I would like to speak to you all just a second about how we had some awards this year that were not given out because we did not receive nominations for them. And I was so disappointed because this is my only shot at chairmanship, y'all. This is it. I'm done after today. So, but y'all make me proud. And next year, y'all make a bunch of, have a lot of good, thoughtful nominees for awards for Cachet because it'll be her turn. Okay. First award I'd like to present this evening is for our outstanding high school senior. It's in recognition of academic excellence and academic performance. I would like for her to come up and say a word about herself. It is being presented this year to Bella. I believe she likes to be called B. Laborio. So we are very proud to present you with this award, and maybe next year you'll be on our scholarship list. That would be awesome. Congratulations.
The plaque says Florida Council of the Blind presents the Outstanding Senior Award to, and it's written in Braille, and I'm sighted, so I can't tell you what that says. I'm going to assume that it says Bella. In recognition of academic excellence and exemplary performance, awarded May 16th, 2025, Mikey Wiseman, President.
Hi, I go by B, yes. Thank you for letting me be here. It's truly an honor. This is Shadow, my guide dog. He's trying to make friends. It's not working out very well right now, but I'm sure he'll get there. I was honestly shocked when I heard that I was getting this award. They kept it a secret from me. My former vision teacher, Diane Luce, she kept it a secret. And I love that woman. And now my current vision teacher. And I'm just so happy to be here. Thank you.
I hope you were listening. Next year, I want you to apply for a scholarship. The next award is the R. Henry P. Johnson Award. It's recognition of outstanding achievement in spite of blindness and an appreciation for unselfish contribution to the community at large. And our recipient, I hope, is on Zoom. And this is presented to Annette Carter, who is our very, very wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's right. It's Mikey's Annette. So, and she's been such a big help to us over the last, about year and a half now. Uh-huh. And so we are so happy to present this and to thank her for her hard work. And if Annette, if you'd like to say something, please feel free. What a word.
Yes. Did you say I'm Mikey's Annette? I was surprised also, he said that when I heard I was going to get an award, but I didn't know what it was going to be. But as it says in all my correspondence, it's my honor to serve you, and it really is. You would think that coding, with three computer languages would be boring, but I love it. So to get an award for something I really love doing is awesome. So, if you guys really love to do something, make it your endeavor in life. So thank you. I really miss you guys. I wish I could be there with you.
I'm going to have one more award, and then we're going to we're going to do something else. If Cachet would make this presentation, can you step up by me, by the microphone? You can do.
One who goes to great lengths to better the quality of people, but they could be sighted or not. A recipient should have a demonstrated, sincere approach of concern for his or her fellow humans. He once quoted, "We will communicate, educate, facilitate an update to ensure equality, independence, and dignity. William Bill Farrell, the Just Bill Humanitarian Award, holding various leadership roles in Greater Orlando Council of the Blind and the Florida Council of the Blind, having served as an ACB board director, first vice president, president, and executive director for the American Council of the Blind, he began advocating while working at Seaman, and his leadership skills are evident in his work. Despite his busy schedule, because we know how that is, he always finds the time to help others. Today, we celebrate and honor his deemed caring and approachable spirit, always ready to lend a hand to listen. He exemplifies patience, knowledge when speaking to his peers and others. Today, we are so honored for the FCB Awards Committee to nominate for the William Farrell Just Bill Award to Dan Spoon.
Florida Council of the Blind presents the William Bill Farrell Just Bill Award to Dan Spoon in recognition of outstanding service to the blind of Florida and an appreciation for the unselfish devotion towards better way of life for blind persons. Awarded May 16th, 2025, Mikey Weisner, President.
I'm shocked. I knew Bill Farrell very well, and he was one hell of a great man, and I'm honored to even be mentioned in the same sentence with him, truly. But, you know, when you get involved in the Florida Council of the Blind and the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, ultimately the American Council of the Blind, I hope you do it for really one reason, and that's the opportunity to help others. And I think for each one of us, if we just think of that moment of kindness when you can go out and, you know, offer some advice, not a mean opinion, just some advice to people, and give them a chance to find a purpose in a place where you really truly do have a family and a group of people that care. And you all have always been that to me, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's the state awards. We still have the chapter awards next, but stupid Sheila Young forgot that our scholarship recipients receive a year's membership to the ACB Students Organization, which is an affiliate of ACB. And on Zoom, we have a representative from ACB Students. Ricardo, are you there?
Can you hear me?
All right. Speak up a little bit, please. So hello? Ricardo is going to tell a little bit about the ACB students, and then I will connect with him, and we will pay your dues for the year of 25-26. So Ricardo, thank you so much. Ricardo Salazar, right?
Yes.
And he lives in Florida, so I'm trying to get him to join a Florida. yeah.
Yes.
So, Ricardo, we expect to see you next year at our convention.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. And we'll just want to tell a little bit about what we do at, you know, in the ACB Students Affiliate. Well, first, I serve as the official treasurer since 2024. So every month we host what we call socials, which are, you know, Zoom meetings that are completely no strings attached. You know, you can join, we host them every month, and you can join, you know, as you see, if you see it convenient for your schedule, but no pressure at all. And they are so much fun because we, you know, this is completely student-led organization. So we do focus on things related to college life, student life. And, you know, we on these meetings, we discuss things related to, you know, AI, assignments, and college life, independent living, everything that's, you know, pertaining college life as a visually impaired person. And so we do that. And of course, I'm not going to forget to mention, we do have some giveaways for, you know, we give some Amazon gift cards. So, you know, with this economy, it's really, really good to have that. So I really, really encourage you to join us for that. And we do also have a GroupMe chat, which is really, really cool because, you know, it's a precisely active, but you know, if you have a question you want to ask, you need some insight on something, you have problems with a class, something like that, this is a perfect space for that, to get insight from other visually impaired students. And this is a safe space, completely safe space. Our meetings are a safe space. So, you know, feel free to always join us and ask questions, because you're going to get good answers. I always keep an eye on a GroupMe. And, you know, if I can answer, I will definitely do it. And we also have a Facebook group when we announce things. On a GroupMe, we also announce everything. And we do also have a panel on the ACB convention every year. So, you know, where our, you know, our part of our board, you know, someone from our board, you know, presents, and they're speakers, and you know, it's really cool, really, really cool. So yeah, feel free to join us, and congratulations to all these scholarship winners and to all the winners tonight. So you know, I wish you the best on your academic and professional journeys. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricardo, for being here. We really appreciate it. So now back to Mary.
Before we go to chapter awards, I want to apologize to my the member of my committee who was supposed to present an award, and I got carried away and I did it myself. So Jason Goldfield, I am so, so sorry. I'm making a public apology, and I beg for your forgiveness. Oh, off with her head, they're saying. Great. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. The first award is going to be presented by Pat Lepofsky from CCTB. And the next one will be presented by Leslie from GOCB. So I'm just kind of giving you a heads up of when you'll be. So come on up here.
This person has been a member of CCTB for many, many years. This person has held just about every office in CCTB, except maybe for one. This person has always been there to step in and help and do whatever was necessary for this special affiliate. And this person's name is Barbara Brown.
The plaque says, Florida Council of Blind Coalition for the Concerns of the Totally Blind Meritorious Service Award, presented to, in Braille, in recognition of outstanding service, awarded May 16th, 2025, Mikey Wiseman, President.
It has been wonderful to work with CCTV as close as I have for the last 5 or 6 years. I started with the inception of CCTV. Remember when we got our charter in Jacksonville, Florida, 1999 at Florida State Convention? And I've been
with CCTV quiet
ever since, and I continue to stay with CCTV until someone decides that they can find a way to cut us out. And they will have a hard fight for me doing it. I love CCTV. And Pat, thank you so much. It's wonderful working with you.
I am here to present the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind Chapter Service Award to this wonderful person that I've gotten to know over the last couple of months a little bit better. We really, really appreciate this person being in our chapter. This person steps up anytime we need anything, has a really, really wonderful mind, is a teacher through some psychology, is a doctor, does lots of stuff, and has lots of host all of our wonderful, wonderful events that we have, like our chapter picnic and our holiday party, and and is our second vice president, and is very active and a really wonderful advocate, and has her own radio show. And her name is Alicia. I will not get you right. Edson. So here you go.
The plaque says, Florida Council of the Blind, Greater Orlando Council of the Blind Meritorious Service Award presented to Alicia Idson in recognition of outstanding service. Awarded May 16th, Mikey Wiseman, President.
I'm shocked, and thank you, and I'm honored, and I love you guys so much.
Alicia, don't run off. Because while you're up here and the spotlight is on you, I figured I would jump in here and hijack Mary for a minute and ask you guys to recognize the amazing astuteness of the ACB committee that selected and awarded Alicia a J.P. Morgan Chase Fellowship this year. Very proud Floridian here representing us. So, Alicia, congratulations on your own merits, but making Florida look really good, too. So we appreciate it.
Randy Randall, are you here? Okay, Randy is not here. Okay, so having said that, I guess I will make the announcement, which seems sort of kind of appropriate. We're presenting this award from Halifax Chapter, honoring someone who has done so much for our organization, and more than ever this year. He's helped us with Zoom and helped us and helped and helped and helped and worked and worked and worked and tried really hard and finally pulled things together. He's helped us so much with our finance committee and how we can best handle our funds and our accounts. And so it is really with great pleasure that I recognize, and I had no say in this, but my best friend, Bobby Nelson. And I'm real sorry that Bobby's not here, but I know he will appreciate this, and we will honor him at a luncheon that we will have this summer. Next up is DJ. Is he here? Where is DJ? He's not here. Is anyone from JCB here? A whole table. Well, you know what? I'm just going to start handing out awards, and if any of them belong to you, come and get them. Jacksonville was very generous this year, and I know some of you are not here because I checked ahead of time, but I will name those, and please give them a round of applause. So the first person being recognized by JCB is B.D. Brown. Second is Tony Burrell. Next is Courtney Delahaye. All right, Courtney, come and get your plaque, girl.
The plaque says, Florida Council of the Blind, Jacksonville Council of the Blind Meritorious Service Award presented to Courtney Delahaye in recognition of outstanding service. Awarded May 16th, 2025. Mikey Wiseman, President. She doesn't want to say anything. She's running away.
Okay, the next award is for Robert Delahaye.
And it says the same thing with his name on it.
That is correct. That's very
thank
good,
you.
Patty. Next is Gloria Simmons.
Florida Council of the Blind, Jacksonville Council of the Blind. Meritorious Service Award presented to Gloria Simmons in recognition of outstanding service.
Thank you, Gloria. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And this was a surprise, but I've been working with this group, and I know I have 1 minute, over 20 years, and I call them my peeps. So I'm the do girl, and I do everything they tell me to do.
Congratulations. And last but not least, the award from JCB is Jean Struhar. Next
are the chapter awards for Miami Metro. Is Julian here? This is a quiet, quiet group. Okay, so I didn't know y'all wanted to hear me talk so much. Is anybody from Miami Metro here? I'm going to announce the awards, and if the recipient is not here, then if you would please make sure that they get these awards. There are two of them. I'm sorry Julian isn't here. He's a really fun speaker to listen to. The first one goes to Selena Horton. Okay. And the second one goes to Barbara Trapp. The next award is the President's Special Award, which will be presented by Mikey, and I will not stand here.
Hello. Yeah, so listen, it's the President's Award. I had to give it some thought. I had to look at the landscape. I mean, so many individuals within the organization are so deserving for different reasons. But this individual started to become a blip on my radar, a more significant blip on my radar last year, when I said, oh, I need a favor. And they said, no problem. And then I was on a random ACB call, and boom, I know that voice. Then I started to pay a little bit more attention. And the blip on my radar was not just one blip. This individual has carved out a space for themselves, some recognition for themselves, in a wide array of capacities, of involvement, and really by just being themselves, by being happy-go-lucky, just kind of doing what they do, finding where they thrive on what they like to do. Kind of reminds me a little bit about me when I was, you know, mom, I'm the president. You can't groan when I talk. So I gave it some thought. I started watching this individual, and they're all over the place. And their involvement is really altruistic. It's really under the radar for the most part. Pops up with random and habitual things that you just don't expect sometimes. And I don't know if they're here. They may be here. They may not be here. But everything from a random text message group situation going on to just helping out and really rolling up their sleeves for both FCB and ACB, it turns out. So it is my pleasure to recognize an individual who has I don't even know what their actual preferred name is at this point. They go by all kinds of things. Doug, DJ Freshness, DJ Doug Freshness. So my award goes to DJ from Jacksonville, Florida, for just being himself. And unfortunately, I don't think he's here. So that's that. Let me hand the mic over back to our mistress of ceremonies over here.
So that concludes our awards. And unless the president has anything more he'd like to say, and I limit him to 1 minute, finish enjoying your dessert. I hope to see you all around later. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your attention. Have a good evening.
The bar is still open, so you still have... And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Ms. Cachet, don't we have something going on in the hospitality room? Where is Cachet? Yeah. Oh, it's music, trivia in the hospitality room. So please go and play and have fun. Because we all love music, right? And thank you all for coming. We appreciate you being here. Thank you, ACB Media. And good night.